Hello?
Blake, what's going on, man?
What's up? Who's this?
Hey, this is Blake. Blake, gosh. This is Ewing from Next Chapter Advisors. Had an investor reach out and ask if I could help him find a pool company to buy in the West Coast. And I came across True Blue, and I put that on my list of 40 that I found for them to look at, and they shortlisted you against that 40. And just ask me to reach out and see if that's a conversation you'd like to have.
Yeah, man, I actually sold that business about a year ago, so
Did you really?
yeah.
All right. Well, did you get a good deal on
Yeah, I was pleased.
Good, man. Good. Did you start something new? What are you doing now?
Yeah, I don't know what the heck I'm doing is the honest answer. I'm dabbling with a bunch of different businesses right now, trying to see which one is working the best and trying to figure out what I can invest in my time and energy into.
You building on Claude Code yet?
What's that?
Are you building on Claude Code yet? The AI stack?
No, I mean, I've kind of dabbled with some AI stuff. I want to love AI because I think there's so much opportunity with it, but I don't know. I'm not crazy drawn to AI and learning all that stuff for whatever reason. I should be.
Well, it's just, I mean, interests certainly matter a lot. That drives passion, it drives energy and outcome. So, you can fake it till you make it externally, but internally it catches up with you eventually. I'm fascinated by how fast it's getting better at its own stuff. That's what's really blowing me away. And we're trying to build something that would be a product for a pool company. Since you already sold yours, I'd love to know just off the top of your head, if somebody showed up and wanted to sell your business and they said, "Hey, I can help you grow it or I can help you improve it before we sell it," where's the big opportunity in pool companies? Is it routing the drivers? Is it, there's keeping costs down and there's winning more business, right? So I guess I'm just curious, since you've already had a successful run in a pool company and I'm just trying to, find them to help them sell. What do you think? What would you, if you knew you had AI mastered, what would you build?
Sorry, I just switched you there from to speaker, so I lost you for a few seconds.
Yeah.
You asked kind of like pool specifically,
Yeah.
how could AI help that industry?
Yeah, my business partner had a great idea. He goes, "Why don't we build an application? Because we're investing hard and heavy in learning those skills. Why don't we build an application that would make our customers better before we sell them?" And I was like, "Man, I love that idea." And then we go, "Well, what do we build?" So I
Yeah.
love talking to someone that's already sold, because obviously you built something worth buying. And you either basically can focus AI. I mean, if you had to pick, you have to pick between saving costs, eliminating employee tasks, getting back to customers faster, or, trying to point it to the lead digital marketing, I need a new customer type of process. I guess in your experience, which one of those two are harder to manage, improve, perfect, and maybe which one's harder as a pool company owner?
Yeah, this is what I'll tell you about the pool industry. In fact, since I sold the company, I've kind of been thinking maybe somewhat similar to how you guys are. Like, I don't really have any interest to be in the pool industry anymore, but like, is there something that I could do or build to serve pool business owners?
Yep.
And this is what I don't think I realized about the industry until I got in it. I pictured that the pool industry would be something like pest control, where it would be like just get people on reoccurring contracts,
Spare
hire
yard.
technicians, and just scale it as big as you can, right?
Yeah.
The challenge with pools is There are so many things about a pool that can break down and go wrong, where it's not just like a service where you're like spraying a yard or like cleaning something and then the technician's on the way, but it's constantly like, hey, our heater is signaling this error code, or hey, our filter pump is broken, or like you've got all this like electrical and plumbing and like different aspects to keep the pool functioning. And when something breaks down, which it's going to for every single pool, every single year, who is the customer going to reach out to? They're going to reach out to their pool cleaning guy. Well, I wanted to scale a pool cleaning business. I don't know, like pool repairs. You know what I mean? And so it's like, how do you, I mean, I was just constantly like subbing out that work to guys that did do pool repairs. But that whole process was like just a nightmare managing that with these guys that wanted repair work. Like a lot of them were really busy, at least in where I was at in Utah. And so I don't know. I mean, people have figured it out. Like people have done great things with pool cleaning businesses, and so I'm not saying it can't be done, but I just felt like kind of that management of repair work on pools was such a hindrance to the growth.
And that's because you can't clean it. They're not interested in cleaning until they get it fixed. And so if you can't get it fixed, then if somebody else comes in there and starts a new relationship, then you put the account at risk if you don't help them find that person. Is that kind of how you think about it as an owner?
Yeah, exactly. We couldn't do our job if the pool wasn't functioning properly from every angle.
Very interesting. Very, you know, this has come up. I was working with a solar owner out in Tampa, and he started a roofing company and he started an HVAC company because he kept referring so much business to those other owners, and they weren't providing him or his customers any differentiated level of service. And so he's like, you know what? We'll just start our own and we'll refer to ourselves. So, you know, I have seen this come up now as a new modern play, is these companies are like a pool owner looks for a pest guy, and then they look for a windows guy. And because windows guys go to a lot of houses, they do a lot. I mean, you know, windows guys do like a lot of houses a year. So that's a lot of people to refer. And all they have to do is just know they're looking for a dirty pool. And then if they find a dirty pool, they're like, hey, you know, my buddy cleans pools. He's one of the best. You'll love him. Great personality. You ought to talk to Chuck, you know. And what they found is that that process of a salesperson referring another business that has a different name, even though it's owned by the same owner, had like a 35% conversion. If the person from the other trade was at the house and they spotted an obvious issue, it had like a 35% conversion if the person took the meeting, you know, it accepted the lead, so to speak. So this has become really popular, and buyers now are paying a premium to buy companies that have multiple service lines because there's a little bit of diversification of risk. So you're bringing up a really good point. And actually, one of the things that we thought about was, what if we went hard and heavy and just said, you know what, we're going to try to build the ultimate referral machine software driven by AI that just sits on an iPad and helps that sales or service rep that's at the house either just take a quick picture, have a one-page pitch, you know, on an iPad screen, just flip with their thumb and it's there, make it all easy for them. So that's what we're noodling at the moment. And I've had some pretty decent reactions to it here in Phoenix. Talked to an HVAC guy the other day and he's like, oh yeah, dude, I'm all in for leads. You know, that's about as far as we've gotten with it.
Yeah, no, I mean I think that's an interesting idea. I think that you're onto something. I think that with the pool industry specifically, like I think that there's a level of trust with homeowners and the pool company because it's so frequent. It's usually weekly, sometimes even more. And so I mean, I felt like my clients, they knew me, they loved me, they trusted me because they were seeing me every 7 days, you know? And so I would incorporate for what you're doing the pool industry as much as you can.
Yeah, I love it. Well, hey, this has been a really helpful conversation. Again, congrats on selling your business. Keep in touch. Are you, I get, well, you're not info at trueblue.pools.usa.com. You've got a different email now, probably. What's your email?
Yeah, I'll give you my email. It's Blake, Blake Hansen, Hansen, 3 at gmail.com.
Got it. Well, I'll shoot you a note so you have me on file, and you get any crazy ideas and want to explore AI, I'm a good resource for that.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll tell you this, what I'm dabbling with right now, and maybe there could be some type of collaboration. I think that there's an opportunity for door-to-door sales to be done in a totally different way. All these guys are going out door to door and they're asking for things. They're asking for a sale. I think that some of the most powerful business that you can do is the law of reciprocity, where you are just giving. And so I'm actually kind of dabbling with this with a window cleaning company here, where I just go around to homeowners and I give them a $1 box donut or muffin from a local bakery that everyone loves. And I mean, include a card with a coupon, but just say, hey, like, I'm Blake with Peach Window Cleaning. We believe in giving back. And so we just wanted to thank this area for the business that they've given us. Here's this donut for you. With all of our information attached, but like not asking for anything. And I mean, we're seeing pretty good results with it. I think it just kind of has added a layer of trust and credibility. So anyways, I don't know. Maybe is related, maybe not. I think that door to door is a powerful vehicle. So
Well, I'll end with this story, and I'll make you believe that you're right. So a buddy of mine started a roofing company. I sold his company in 2023, the highest multiple in residential roofing in the industry, in the nation that year. And he built a group of he basically just started a LLC, and he had these guys walk around in shirts that were a software company logo on it. It's called Riot. It was a company cam competitor. And they were just going around and saying, hey, look, my boss told me to come by and offer you a free inspection. Look, if your inspection doesn't pass, I have three pre-vetted partners that do a great job, don't focus on sales. They get their leads from us. We just come out and do inspections. And you know, if you choose one of those three, then you know they'll pay me for my time, and so you don't have to, and you have your choice. And he said that just killed it. It just killed it. And it's different than when the sales rep from the company that's going to lay the roof says, I'll give you a free inspection. That's like, Yeah, I'm gonna look for something and I'm gonna convince you need a roof, right? But third
Right.
party, they're like, sure, go ahead. Yeah, okay. Who'd you say you work with? Oh, I got three of them. Oh, that's great. Tell me what you find. You know, and then they find it and they hand it to them, and then they go tell those three companies, you know, we put in an inspection and they definitely have damage. And then if they don't hear from the customer, then they, you know, they start calling them. So pretty
Yeah,
interesting.
but yeah, I like that idea actually. I should incorporate that with roofing.
He started selling them. He started selling those leads for, he was selling those leads for like $1,200 because the inspection was already done.
Yeah, no, I mean that's been my thought with this whole approach is like I've kind of been starting with some lower ticket stuff, but really where this real opportunity would come in would be higher ticket stuff like roofing or something. But anyways, I'm gonna hop off here. Sorry if I've taken too much of your time.
You're good,
I get geeked out talking about this stuff, but wish you guys the best with what you guys are doing.
yeah, man. Business is fun. Let's stay in touch. I have your email, and we'll go from there, my friend.
Okay, sounds good, man. What was your name?
Ewing Gillespie.
All right, Ewing. You have a good night.
You too, buddy. See you, Blake.
See you guys.